My name is Sue, and these are excerpts from what I was tweeting while you were on Facebook. 2009, and such a lovely way to celebrate the apocalypse it was. The stoves were full of butterflies. Kaya Sand at the Poetry Project walks us through an American history. Japanese internment camps, storage pod hurricane shelters, ladies, roller derby, pass the utopian rah-rah juice. I need a wig, a wash in the guilt that a sneeze brings in this, the swine flu era. Millet, God bless you, you really can spill everywhere. Turns out pomaculturists love jargon too. Why use tree when you can say fog broom? Desiring tasty cakes, enjoying a lime Ricky, I like a well-dressed salad. Today's, oh hell, every day's necessary mantra. Be Alice Notley's owl, be Alice Notley's owl. This is not the train I wanted it to be. Retweet at Mix Justin Bond. Why don't heterosexual people stop perpetual war, stop all religion, stop hate crime, and then have a baby? Like animals, he said, like animals. Park visit marred by unpleasant exchange with cops locking down entrances. Cop says, we don't want people running in and out of the park like... The 7-year-old on the corner says, but daddy's cars aren't supposed to be small. The bubbling up of ecstatic verse. One kind of perspective is Keanu turning 45. I don't care what you say. After all these years, I still don't like Tom Waits. My terribly expressive countenance, villages named puddles and smoke. Does Marty Noxon have the life I'm supposed to be leading? To the tune of Islands in the Stream, Yahtzee in the car. Then, the usually placid vegan said, while regarding the seals, you can see why people club them. I am the sick passenger, the latest ick. Online marketing lady talks about new biz models moving and grooving fast and being, quote, allergic to the box. Jane says she is starting to damage my calm. Lloyd tells me I dress like Rhoda. Tonight, Morgan Stanley intramural athletes on train. One sits spread eagle with open cut on his knee. Quarter size, bloody, dude, like, ew. Beetle watchers say the nightmare. There were fountains that I missed, and I could have walked straight into Kansas, but we are not stars of some independent movie. Spent Saturday night inside what white people like, a barbecue on the banks of a Superfund site, PBR, pork skewers, octopus teas. T says it's a good time to identify trees. Missing Adam Ant, updating my resume because I have to have something to show for this day besides good hair, is apparently the new like. T on Gael Garcia Bernal. Look at his tiny little calves. He's an orange. I love it. Oh, wee bird-like creature, we love you. End People magazine. Long week of fires and Pharaoh pouring down rain, wrinkle in time style. Alice Notley said last night, beyond linear time as usual, I told you so, and now horribly I'm right. Torn between Nova UNC game and Big Trouble in Little China. 2010. Vintage sifters and kale chips. T says, I love those little World War II Dalek outfits. Sure, Glee is great and all, but same-sex spousal tax benefits would be way better. Why don't we live in Philadelphia? Dana Ward at the Poetry Project is the opposite of every toxic encounter you have ever had. Let's be marathon runners every day with signs on our chests so strangers can shout our slogans at us. Horatio Ginger Snaps is missing. Conrad at the Poetry Project made me weepy. Emily Dirt, unruly gladiolas, paralyzing gravity. But you're wrong, Conrad. I want to go back in time too, but not for power, for bargains. participating in too many class action lawsuits, just saw a tow truck blasting the Bee Gees, might be better than that polka dot cement truck. Not so sure, though. I love that cement truck. Honey crisps arrive. Guy outside screaming, Hector! Followed a few minutes later with, I am Achilles! Oh yeah, almost forgot, I'm getting bifocals. Holla! Shudder the sound of squirrels scurrying. Shudder the sound of squirrels scurrying. Couldn't seem to turn myself away, just watched a stranger suck shrimp meat out the shrimp head. What you came in with is enough. Chris Putnam tells us he drank the lobster lover's beer, and now he loves lobster. Just got third-degreed by Revolution Books clerk. Like we were capitalist stool pigeons. We heart Amy Goodman too, you know. Fell down some stairs, then had sopapillas, switchbacking up to a junction, a bold but compassionate human intrusion, a highway of poetry and drama, glacial erratics. On the question of whether Portland Reservoir cops should carry guns, T responds with, water guns. Hugs in bunkers. Mom writes, I love your trips through the states. I'll say a prayer for all the trips you take through the states. Keep in touch and be safe. Keep safe. Hello, nuns. I hardly ever run into y'all. I'm on the train and thinking about the trains. It's always about the trains. Artisanal nuclear fusion. Fucking Derek Fisher. Big baby with good hands. Did Doc just say we have to get in their salad and push the rock? Because, like, it's time to do it or go home. Oh, I love the rhetoric of a game 7. People who put their bags at the front of the plane but sit in the back are motherfuckers. I want Beyonce clothes. Grandma Stink Eye in the geriatric psych ward asked T if she's a boy or a girl. Nothing beats a Philadelphia sticky bun. Suck it, Bouchon. Stalking census staff. T decided today is Sheila E. Day. No snow globes allowed beyond security checkpoint. Recalling satchel, then fire, a boy named Birdie, blocks and blocks branded, a grid for homes. T says, let's start a gang and call ourselves the Geese. I may be wrong, it all went by so fast, but I think Alice Notley said science is a baby. Rain-laden tulips, China, fragile superpower. The public space had a sign that read public space. Per se is the new like. Orange coffee, tulipan. Big lizard in my backyard to the tune of big lizard in my backyard. They only taught us what they knew. Then Lloyd said, you aren't being dainty with that crab. Quinoa in my keyboard, I know, it's serious. Maybe I am too excited about the census. T's version of R. Kelly involves motherfucking beagles. She said, feral fucking beagles, hiding in our closets. With pace slowed, an opening. How unnatural this constant buzz is. Maggie Zarowski tells us, what can't be fixed can be prolonged.